La Trobe University's dental students will have even more facilities to sink their teeth into with the unveiling of the dental school's $1.9 million facility, comprising of a 30-chair simulation laboratory and a 32-chair general-purpose lab. Speaking at the launch in March, the Victorian Minister for Health, the Honourable Daniel Andrews, also announced the state government's plan to build a $2 million 10-seat training clinic for dental students. It is a part of a long-term push to increase the dental workforce in the regions.
I'm very pleased today to announce that the government will provide a further $2 million to La Trobe University in order that they will be able to set up a 10-chair dental clinic at a location to be determined. That will then mean that there will be greater capacity for the clinical placement component of the undergraduate education that is so important for the dentists and the other important oral health workers that are critical for this community and for rural communities right across the state.
La Trobe University's Pro Vice Chancellor Regional, Hal Swearison, welcomed the Minister's announcement. He said it fits in with La Trobe's reputation of providing health science courses that are committed to addressing the shortage of health professionals in rural communities.
In about 3 or 4 years, we'll be producing dentists and oral health graduates who will be working in rural Victoria providing services, particularly in the public dentistry system. And that will mean that we'll see an improvement in access to dental services and oral health services.
Professor Peter Wilson, head of the School of Dentistry and Oral Health, said the dental school has a clear vision for the future.
The purpose of this school is to try and address the rural and regional workforce shortage. And we're doing this in a number of ways. Firstly, the students are being trained in a rural and regional setting. They start in Bendigo, and then they go out to major clinics in Wodonga, Mildura and Melton, and then they may go to smaller clinics around those major clinics. So that's our first approach, is that we give the students experience where we think they might like to work. The second approach, which I'm particularly pleased with, is the preferential selection of rural and regional students.
The dental program selection process will give preference to applicants from regional areas, adding extra points to their enter score to make their application more competitive. Research has shown that regional students who train regionally tend to stay once they graduate.
We've made sure that we can create opportunities for rural and regional students by providing an incentive scheme for them to take up our places.